Too late to bail on that flight and not go to the international. Or just, you know, I guess you can just fly out there and not go to the Dota thing and just hang out in Canada. You're driving. Okay, well. And you're beyond help. Vape mag. I think that the vape magazine subscription finally expired. I don't know. I have not seen one in a little bit. Two options for color customization, blue and red, B's and C's, and I didn't know that until a couple days ago when I switched it from blue.
Let's get it. Ice like this on my neck, like this. Hold in my hand.
Is that serious? Is that actually, or is Valve actually going to launch a full-fledged streaming competitor? Because that's interesting. God, they'll probably make Twitch's moderation look fucking amazing by comparison. I think the red looks good on the tack, but bad on the music display. But there's no way to, you know, you can't pick and choose. Yeah, I mean, they've been running that streaming stuff for a while, so that's, I guess, would make sense that they would eventually try to blow that out. I don't know. Maybe they'll pay partners on two rates. One if you want cash, one if you want Steam wallet credit. Nigga, wrist for wrist, let's have a glow off. Fuck it, brick for brick, let's have a blow off. If we go by connections made, I can still climb ladders. I mean, they've got the ecosystem of developers, the curator system, Fortnite, if they add the streaming to that, they've got a closed loop of developer uploads game to Steam, pushes copies of the game to the streamers that they want to have the copy of the game, and then the streamers stream the game on the platform where you, the viewer, can then easily buy the game. It's kind of every link on the chain if you think about it. Their own marketplace for game publishers to go in and incentivize streamers to stream their game. Like, Twitch has that beta marketplace thing where you can opt in and be like, hey, stream Call of Duty for this amount of time with hashtag Activision and your channel name, and you'll complete this task, and then you'll get X number of dollars. Like, Steam creates a situation where a publisher could come in and say, I want this many eyeballs on my game for this length of time. If you are a streamer with that audience, click here, you will get a free copy of the game, and you will be streaming it for X for 2 hours, you know, or whatever. And you must achieve a average concurrence of X over this period of time, and you will make Y amount of dollars. You think the company that does not like hiring humans to do anything will not automate all that? Devs want wiggle room in their streamer contracts. Yes, but also devs are doing this on Twitch right now. Like, there's already a system in place in beta for you to click a button and opt into a task of, I'm going to play Rainbow Six Siege for 2 hours, and I'll make sure it's got this, and I'll make sure my archives are turned on, and all the, like, whatever restrictions are set for that to be valid, and then you do it, and then you get paid. Like, it all, that's already happening. So, Steam will just be able to automate more parts of the process. You know, the larger streamers, yeah, will still, just like always, do custom deals and all that other stuff. They're big enough to warrant that sort of attention. But for the run-of-the-mill, average, everyday streamer out there that wants to make a little money, this is for them. Yeah. I mean, if anything, it just makes it even more expensive to compete. If you've got a closed loop like that. You know, it's a Discord or have a store, and they'll build that out. But they don't really do the streaming bit. They sort of do. You can do video calls, and so they do have an interface for taking in video and such through the Discord app and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure on some roadmap somewhere, they were like, maybe we do this. Maybe we get into streaming. Definitely further incentivize Twitch and Amazon to get much more serious about the Twitch client or closing, you know, figuring out like how to best promote game sales on Amazon, whether that's the digital storefront for PC that they're building or have built partially or console stuff or whatever. Thing is like all of its bandwidth and file transfer, you know, like streaming is obviously like the most intense because you've got latency concerns and all of that shit, but at some point it's all just delivery of data, so once you've done one piece of it, you're probably at least part way to doing the rest, I would assume. I guess I'm not an engineer, but I would assume once you've done the streaming part, the part of hey, why don't we just get CDNs together and deliver files to people because they bought games from us and they want to download them. Yeah, that Twitch client doesn't seem like it has a lot of purpose. Like, I know that they did the free game thing, but I feel like that... I don't really hear a lot about it. For a thing that sounded like a pretty aggressive foray into giving people games for being a member of a thing... I guess I would have thought that people were more excited about it. Yeah, like, that's the thing I hear over and over again. Is people going like, oh, yeah, I guess I've got games on Twitch, but fuck that client. So, I don't even know what they are. I'm like, oh, geez, okay. If anything, I guess that's a sign that, like, you know, Discord launching a store is not, like, an automatic... slam fucking dunk or whatever, because people like Steam. It's easy to underestimate and go like, oh, well, people are running these others, they've used these other services, so of course. I guess maybe Discord is ahead of the curve because their whole or a big part of what they do is download this app, install this app, so once you've installed the app, you can then manage downloads and all that other shit. Whereas Twitch, there's no reason to use that app. Unless you want those games, or you need WoW add-ons managed. I remember I installed that Twitch client when they first rolled it out to take a look at it, and installed it, and was like, man, this looks a lot like Discord. And uninstalled it, because I don't really talk to anybody on Twitch, really. I mean, I guess, you know, when Discord first came out, I installed it and was like, great, let's start a server. Oh, wait, I don't know anyone who uses Discord or why does it? So I had to wait for a few months there before suddenly Discord, like the use case revealed itself to more people. And then I was like, okay. Now I know people who are using Discord. And I don't need to, like, convince them to install a thing. But out of the gate, I don't know. That Discord seemed like a cool idea. Yeah, fuck Bent, and yeah, fuck IRC, I guess. I have a Discord server that is the IRC channel I used to hang out in the 90s, and the six people who are in it. Thing sucked. Thing always sucked. Thank you. Steam's going to get into live streaming, I wonder if you'll be able to stream anything out of it. Like, I wonder if they will just build their own stream tools into Steam, or if you'll be able to hit it from OBS. I'm sure, I mean, you'd have to be able to. Even if it was just an RTMP fucking hacky input way or whatever, right? They would never just build it in and be like, oh, gotta be playing a game on Steam, no console games. Would do that. It's like, what's that, caffeine? Is a lot, caffeine TV? It's a live streaming thing. And they had the idea of two separate streams, one that was the camera and one that was the game, and then you would kind of drag them around on your desktop and orient them. As the viewer, you could drag them around any way you wanted them. Or view them separately on mobile and stuff like that. But then, like, it, I don't know what it was when caffeine, like, rolled out of, like it opened to the, and became like, hey, we're open. It was like, we support 20 games. Or it was like, wait, what? Huh? You can already just feed in whatever on Steam. Okay, all right. Congratulations to them for getting Steam.tv and not Steam-powered.tv. Yeah, I don't know. What do you even get when you go to Steam.com? Who is holding on to that? How much must they want? But at the same time, I guess, you know, if the whole thing with Steam is install the client and never think about it again, then it doesn't matter what the URL is. And the SEO is so fucking hard for game names and everything else. Probably don't even give a fuck anymore. If they ever did. I don't know. I could also see Valve being the sort of company that would not feel like paying a large amount of money for a domain. And, you know, whoever owns Steam.com being like, oh yeah, give me $10 million. And then being like, fuck you. Give you 10 grand. How about that? And then these people being like, no, we're going to hold out until you come around. That's my guess how something like that play out, but fuck, I don't know. It's a grape soda. Sounds all right.
Chocolate.
I wonder if Slaunch, you know, like an expanded streaming service with like a lot of ad stuff. Like, I wonder how they would handle an ad market. Like, are they going to have a sales force? Is that they're selling fucking ads on Steam? Just doesn't seem Valve-like thing to do. You know, partners, paid partners. Like, wow, how does it... Exhaust shit onto that Camaro.
America on a vacation.
Okay, congratulations. You got four cars ahead of me before the lanes merged and started going super slow. Excellent work, sir. Yes, weave between the lanes. It will only help you get there sooner.
Thank you.
Traffic for some time to come. I can feel it.
Thank you.
I would guess Val would be pretty fucking stoked to have had the international in Canada, or in that part of Canada this year, because isn't Seattle just super smoky from fires and shit right now? Or is the international still close enough? I don't know my Canadian geography well enough. So maybe it's just over the border. I don't actually know. Is Vancouver just kind of over the border of Seattle? Like, I see signs for Vancouver. Now I'm realizing I don't even know international is. Maybe it's in Vancouver. No idea.
Ghost ride the whip, ghost ride the whip, ghost ride the whip. everybody in. Boom, 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 boom. Trap.
Alright. I made it. It's exciting. To me, who is now home.